listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. In this podcast episode, Nalia Cosmetics joins us. The brand is a natural, cruelty-free skincare range derived from 100% Australian native ingredients and powered by unapologetic self-love. Fueled by the desire to help bring the luxurious experience of a day spa to your home, Cambodian-Australian beauty influencer, entrepreneur and self-love warrior Pinyane created this brand. Upholding the core values of authenticity, kindness, education and sisterhood, Nalia brings pride in being more than just a skincare brand and believes that beauty radiates from the inside out. The brand is a strong advocate of self-love and aims to empower, inspire, and create a like-minded community that integrates mindfulness rituals like meditation into their skincare regime. The hero product in the range is the Luminous Serum, a hydrating elixir of Australian native fig lime caviar. This soothing serum boosts vital vitamin C and collagen production, leaving skin bright and age-defiant. Through Nalia's sales profits, the brand gives back, supporting both Australian and international communities in desperate need of love, compassion and kindness. Hi, Pinyane. Thank you so much for joining us here today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Alison?
I'm really, really well. I'd love to hear all about you. There's just so much to cover. So before we talk about your business, I'd love you to introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, my name is Pinyane and I'm founder and CEO of Nalia Cosmetics. We launched last year, but I moved here from Cambodia 15 years ago when I was 20. And back then didn't really speak English that well, but along the way, caught some of the Australian accent, so I'm really proud of it.
Did you move here with your family?
Yes. Actually, I came here to study, but then I met someone back then, and then, yeah.
Wow. What were you studying when you came over?
I actually studied PR, and for me, PR was, I thought that PR was sort of like, what I was going to do, but it's really funny how life just turns.
So you finished studying PR, then what happened?
A lot of things happened. I started to do a lot of businesses. I had a lot of like clothing line. I say a lot because it's actually a couple of them, and it's more so like I bought stuff and then I resell them. It's not like I designed them or anything,
right?
So,
okay.
I work for it. And then after that, I started to do a bit more of social media management and also influencer after Instagram has launched, and just started doing it without even knowing that that was the influencing job. Yeah. A lot of marketing, a lot of bits and pieces here and there, makeup business. Yeah, I sold a couple of businesses, but I've never worked for anyone since I was 19. Not sure if it's a good thing.
So when you say you sold a couple of businesses, did you own the businesses and then sell them, or did you help someone sell their business?
No. So I built the business and I sold them. So one of them was a clothing business. So basically, right. It's a shipping business that I made way back in the day when dropshipping wasn't a thing. I didn't even know it was called dropshipping back then. But I decided to sell clothes and then built up the Instagram account because it's sort of like a very viral, trendy kind of like clothing. So it's not something that you would see at the shop. And so it's very easy to build followers back then. And so when I sold the business, I sold the Instagram account as well.
Yeah, right. I was going to ask that. And is that business still going today?
No, unfortunately not. I don't know what happened. We lost touch, never asked them, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, right. Okay, and then you got into the beauty category.
Tell us about that. So when I was 30, I decided to just do a bit of like, because I do have Instagram and I love that my followers always telling me what they want to see. They're like, what do you wear on your face? Like, you know, what kind of makeup do you do? So I show them the process of, like, you know, using skincare and makeup and skin and things like that. And along the way, I just learn a few things about skincare, what's not to do, what to do. And then I did more research and got to know a lot more people in the industries. And then I decided to just create my own brand. It's called Nalia Cosmetics, named after my daughter. She's absolutely beautiful. She's 7 years old now, but I created that business 5 years ago, but just never really gotten around to, you know, knowing what I wanted to do back then. But to be honest with you, the reason why Nalia Cosmetics was created is more than just for skincare. I don't know if you know this about me, but a lot of people who follow me on Instagram, like, I'm very transparent with the journey of me recovering from depression and anxiety. Mm. And so I love makeup and skincare, like I mentioned. And
well, so, it suits you. You look so glamorous and flawless.
Thank you. So flawless. Like, I love the makeup today. But yeah, I've always loved makeup and skincare my whole life. And then when I was 29, I got into a very deep, dark period of my life.
Was that after you had your daughter or before? After.
I actually have always been battling with depression without even knowing it until I had. Yep, and then I have what you call a postpartum depression.
Yeah,
and it just happened. I didn't even know it. It just kind of like spiraled out of control. And then when you're in that pit, you're in denial as well. I'm like, I'm not the best. But in reality, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not eating. I'm going from a person who wearing makeup and doing their 10-step skincare to literally not even brushing my teeth. Just lay there in my bed the whole time. You're not wanting to do anything. And so, yeah, it was really, really bad. I didn't even know how bad it was until I got out of it. And looking back, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm glad I seek help. I decided along the way, I learned tips and tools, got into therapy, got into self-development, read lots of books. And then I realized that, hey, wait a minute. I love skincare. Let's do this. So I guess my message is that, you know, like, if I got out of it, that deep, dark pit of depression and going from not brushing my hair, brushing my teeth, having a shower to a person who creating skincare, that just something that I'm proud of.
Yeah, good on you. Mm. Yeah. So it is amazing. Wild. Now, it's interesting that you say this because the other day, you know, because it's winter and it's horrible, the other day I didn't have any meetings and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to bother today, and I didn't put on any makeup and I didn't get dressed nicely, and the whole day I just felt blah, like horrible, and the next day I'm like, right, and got dressed like I am now, which is how I usually get dressed anyway, and I can't get over it, and I always say this to myself, how much better I feel when I've done my hair and my makeup and I'm wearing something that makes me feel good.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. As a woman, without naming it, saying it is a bad thing or a good thing, it is something that instilled in us that you know, we need that to match the society. But at the same time, I look in a mirror, I feel good about myself.
I agree.
I feel like I'm taken care of, I'm put together. And so when I step out, I feel confident and it shows when I speak to people. But you're right. On some off day where we feel not good about our hair or, you know, pimples coming out and up or something, we do feel a little bit, tiny bit of self-consciousness. And that's,
Oh, wow. Okay. So tell us about the actual business. Like, what kind of products are in there?
So we have, at the moment, we have our serum, which is, we can use it as a primer, we can use it as a moisturizer. It's really, really hydrating, rich in hyaluronic acid, vitamin C and vitamin E. But the good part about this particular product that I made, took 3 years, by the way, is the fact that it's very light and you can wear it during summer. In winter, I usually put moisturizer on top, which is why we create a moisturizer that's coming out in 6 weeks as well. Right. We also have a dewy duo, a product where it's very unique. So you've had, I'm sure you've had tons and tons of facial.
Yes.
They probably like 10 steps product on your face, but essentially it's just two essential parts the first part would be to take off the bad stuff. And then the next step would be to put back on the good stuff. That's basically it, even if it's a 12 or 20 steps routine, right? So we created this really simple, simplified version of facial at home for our customers. And that will be out within in September as well. Mm. On top of that, we have a toner and we'll also have a cleanser.
Right.
It's coming out this year. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So you're adding to the product range just bit and bit over time. Yeah. Do you think you'll get into makeup?
Never say never.
Yeah, right.
I've actually before got into skincare. Funny you say that. I actually developed a blush, but because I want something that's totally different from what's out there. It's sort of like a 3D version where it's interactive. When you open it up, it just bloom. We call it the Bloom Project, but it took me now 5 years and I still haven't really gotten a supplier who can actually do it to the level that I want it to. So now it's kind of on the shelf until our skincare business is taken off a little bit more.
Oh, my gosh. So how are you finding juggling motherhood with a startup business? Because that's tough.
It is very tough. And I seriously hats off to anyone who's doing it. It is very tough. And I think the balance is not there. Like someday it's good and someday it's bad and that is just is, you know, someday, like say, for example, in June, you're a business owner yourself. So you would know it's like tax time. So, you know, where you have the time to actually focus on like chores. So there will be chores that just got left behind and not done. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And I think as a mother and as a business owner, we just need compassion more than balance. I think someday we focus a bit more on our babies and chores and making sure that the household is up and running, that the emails got replied back a day late. And I always tell people in my team that, look, we're not doing anything of that important. At the end of the day, we're selling serum. Yeah. If we reply, you know, an email late by a day, that's fine. You know, if you're sick, take the day off, you know, so that's sort of like the mentality and the ethos of Nalia is that we take care of. We love people, we use things.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. What would be some learnings that you've had along the way?
Learning a lot. But if I have to really point out, is the fact that you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Love yourself. If you don't prioritize yourself, if you don't do things to make yourself happy, nothing else around you will work. That just was that.
It's so true.
I think that's the most important lessons I've learned, especially this year, is to make sure that you hydrate yourself with water, you drink, you know, good drink, you eat good food. So then you are nourished and then with your body, make sure that you are happy, find time to do that. You know, cut back an hour of work if need be to do something that is feeling for you. And then everything else will fall into place.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's about all finding inner harmony in amongst the chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And I think that also you go through naturally just ebbs and flows when you can dedicate more time to yourself than other times and you've just got to go with it. But I think if the intention is always there, then that's a good start. Yeah.
100%.
How many hours a week or a day on average do you think you're, like, are you working, are you burning the candle at both ends is the question? Well, not really.
Well, I actually do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go on.
I actually do a business, property development, and that doesn't take up a lot of my time, but it still takes some time as well.
Yes.
So I'm doing a little bit of that, but hours, like I said, depending. If it's tax month in June, then I'm a lot busier than other time. Then when it's product launch time, then me and my team will have to, you know, talk about marketing and things like that. So that will be a lot more than other months. Yeah. I can't really put a finger on how many hours I work a week, but I can tell how much I like it to be.
Less or more?
Less, 100% less.
Okay.
People have strengths and weaknesses. And I realize that my strength is in imagination, innovation, and planning and visionary.
Yeah.
I can't spend time doing admin. I have my people who love doing admin, and she will hold me accountable to like, nah, we have to put a comma there. We have to send this email out to this. So some people will hold me accountable to things, and I hold her accountable to other things. Mm. So we can't do everything.
Yeah, I agree. I could not agree with you more. Oh my gosh. In terms of sales, are the sales coming mainly online, or do you have stockists, or how does that all work?
Right now it's all online. Okay. We're not looking to stock until all the range is like complete.
Right. And when will that be? This year or next year?
This year. It will be this year. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So then are you running social media ads, or are you promoting it mainly from your personal account, or how does that all operate from an advertising point of view?
We're doing digital marketing. Okay. Yes. At TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and also my personal page as well.
Yes. And does TikTok do well for you?
TikTok, depending on some months, for some reason, it's like it's still something that is a learning as you go, to be honest, because it shifts and changes so quickly, that whole platform. Mm. TikTok, Instagram, they just evolve as we go. Like, what works for you this month doesn't work for you next month anymore. Right. So you have to figure it out all over again. Mm. And I think, but I can tell you this though, like, don't run ads too long. I think that would be my suggestion. If ads don't work within a week, then change it. It's not worth it to keep trying and keep going.
Mm. Are you running ads, or have you got an agency you're working with?
We had an agency, but right now we're running ads by ourselves. We feel like we learn a bit along the way. But again, I'm thinking about going back and find another agency to help us as well, because it's a lot. It's actually someone else's full-time job.
I'll give you someone's name that could be really good for your category when we hang up. Yeah. Yes. Do you find that your personal brand really helps with the growth of this business?
I've been told by my amazing team that it's actually, like, before when I started Nally Cosmetics, I just wanted it to be a brand, right, and not connected with me, my brand, Piane. But I've been told many times, and I'm now starting to see their perspective, and they're so right, because at the end of the day, I'm the person who created it. No one would know Nally Cosmetics more than me. So now I'm starting to show my face a bit more, participate a bit more. Before, it was just like, I didn't even do my own UGC. I did not have a single picture of my own product. I'm always behind a camera, directing, because I wanted that to be its own standalone brand, not me. But I can tell you, if you have the resources already, why reinvent the wheel? I think it's coming from ego, if anything else. Coming from an ego space, but I'm so thankful for my team.
Yeah. I mean, they're calling it founder-generated content. That's what people really like to see now. You know, so it's always been user-generated content, but it's very important to have founder-generated content now as well. Yeah.
Thank you for that. That just encourages people content.
Oh my gosh. Do you spend a lot of time creating content?
I did. Not as much anymore since last year. I only now do content for fashion weeks and different bits and pieces that is sort of like pique my interest. Mm. Before, I would do trends. I would hop on, you know, viral, you know, videos and things like that. Nothing wrong with it, you know, at all. Yes. It just more so I don't have the time to follow what's trendy. But again, thanks to my amazing team, they know what's trendy and they hold me to it. And they're like, today, we do this today, P.
So that's great. So they're kind of coming up with a creative idea or at least thought process and saying, you've got to get on it. Yes. Yeah. I call them nudges. They give you your nudge. Mari, who works for me, and she's been with me for, I would say, like 9-10 years now. I've lost count. She knows. But she's, I always say, I could not operate without her because she's nudging me all the time.
I know what you mean.
And I'm like, I'm so glad that she does, because otherwise those things just slip to the bottom of the pile.
It does. It does, because, like, look, between between house chores and being a mother and running a business and looking at sales and spreadsheets, I mean, like, I actually have the time to scroll on TikTok. And even if I do, I scroll on things that I actually do enjoy, like craftings and stuff.
Yes, I love the craft. I love all the cake making videos and things like that. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's so satisfying to watch. Last week I thought, you know what, I'm going to learn how to knit. That's so random.
I could see one of those, the big cable ones, and then they knit like a rug, like a big cable nut rug, and I'm like, that looks amazing. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually very hard to make. I looked into it.
Oh, did you? It looks easy. So it's hard.
It's hard, yeah. Oh. Just to hold it to, yeah.
Oh, right. They make it look very easy. There you go. Oh, my gosh. All right. So where can everyone find your incredible brand?
It's on right now. It's website www. You can tell I'm a 90s baby, you know, when I say www. NellieCosmetics.com or NellieCosmetics.com.au. On Instagram, we are love.nalia. That's our handles on both TikTok and Insta.
Piano, thank you so much for joining us here. It's been a pleasure speaking.
Thank you so much, Alison. I really appreciate it today.